The road we're on is paved in Garth.
Come along on the journey.
As we explore
Garthology.
Think of it more as a conversation. I like that. So if this is truly a conversation, then I say let the conversation begin.
Showtime!
Hey everyone, it's Deb. Welcome to another episode of Garthology. I'm on my own for a quick episode today to talk about a very special addition to Garth's almost fully open bar in Honky Tonk. As I am sure most of you know, Garth Brooks is getting ready to officially open his very own bar on Broadway in downtown Nashville called Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk. During October 2023, the Big 615, one of Garth's radio stations on the TuneIn app, had a giveaway. 307 people were picked out of millions of entries to get to be the first to see inside the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk and be there as Garth took the stage in his own dive bar to perform a dive bar concert. And I was one of the winners. It was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I will always cherish. I haven't recorded an episode about it yet, but I will. For now, I just want to speak about one particular item that has been installed inside the entrance of the Honky Tonk. So let's talk decoration. On May 25th, 2005, Buck Owens unveiled 10 larger-than-life bronze statues at the Buck Owens Legends in Bronze concert ceremony at the Buck Owens Crystal Palace in Bakersfield, California. The first ever recipients included Hank Williams Jr., Bob Willis, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, George Jones, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, George Strait, and our very own Garth Brooks. The larger-than-life bronze statues, created by Bill Raines, are lifelike replicas of each of the artists. At the unveiling, with 7,000 fans in attendance, Garth performed two songs for the audience, Friends in Low Places and Amarillo by Morning, the latter in tribute to George Strait. The evening also included performances by Merle Haggard, Dierks Bentley, Joe Nichols, and Asleep at the Wheel's Ray Benson. So, as you can imagine, many special moments happened during the statue ceremony, but one really makes the night stand out and was in direct relation to the statue of Garth that was unveiled that night. The bronze likeness features Garth in his signature live pose, wearing a guitar and a cowboy hat, with his arms outstretched, singing to the heavens. After unveiling the statue, his girlfriend at the time, Miss Trisha Yearwood, noticed that the statue of Garth was wearing a wedding ring. As quoted on Garth's website, he said at the time, "When they pulled the sheet off the statue, the first thing she noticed was the ring. She thought maybe they got the pose from the early 90s, so I addressed the ring while I was sitting there talking to her. I told her, that's why today's the day." And then Garth dropped to one knee and popped the question. At the time of making the statue, the sculptor Bill Raines told Garth to carefully choose the pose he wanted for the statue because it would be crafted in bronze that would stand for 1,000 years. The comment sparked Garth's idea to propose. Garth said, "If there's one thing in my life that I know will stand for 1,000 years, it's going to be my love for Miss Yearwood." So he asked the sculptor to include a wedding ring on the statue, and he did. Now, how does all of this tie into Garth's new Honky Tonk and Bar, you may ask? Well, here's the tie-in. While preparing the bar for opening, Garth toured the Ernest Tubb record shop next door to his Friends in Low Places bar in Honky Tonk, and he realized the same sculptor had crafted a statue of Tubb that was on display at the record shop. This reminded Garth that when Buck Owens had commissioned the statue of him, Buck made a promise to Garth and bequeathed the statue to him. Once Garth saw that statue at the record shop, an idea came to him. And on October 10th, 2023, the bronze statue of Garth Brooks moved from its unveiling spot in Bakersfield, California, to its new home on the ground floor at 411 Lower Broadway, Nashville, Tennessee, where it now proudly stands today, welcoming in all of Garth's friends in low places to the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk. When the statue's move was announced, Garth said, "I'm very excited about it. I realized that statue is the place where I proposed to the love of my life. So it was like, hey, let's bring it out here, and maybe somebody might want to propose to their love in front of it out here in Nashville." When I was lucky enough to attend Garth's dive bar concert at Friends in Low Places, I did spend quite a bit of time in front of Garth's statue taking lots of pictures. I mean, it's a piece of Garth's history and an amazing addition to his honky tonk. And personally, I think that Garth had a fantastic idea. I really, really hope someone takes his suggestion and proposes to the love of their life right there in front of Garth's statue. And if anyone does, I want to see the pictures. I can't wait for that to happen. In a future episode, I will definitely talk more about the bar opening and the dive bar concert and what all of that was like. But as of right now, if you are an Amazon Prime member in the United States, you can watch the dive bar concert on Amazon Prime Video. As for the bar itself, the official opening has not been announced yet. Currently, only the first and second floors are open to patrons, and only on the weekends. This is what they're calling their soft opening. Eventually, the location will have more floors and a rooftop bar, as well as longer hours. I really hope you get the chance to check it out soon. It truly is a Garth fan's dream location. That's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed learning a little more history about the bronze statue of Garth. If you've been in Friends in Low Places and took pictures with it, be sure and share them on our social media accounts. We'd love to see them. Have you checked out our website at garthology.com yet? If not, stop by today and check out past episodes and bonus content. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your podcast platform of choice. And if you'd stop by there now and leave us a review, that would be awesome. While you're at it, don't forget to stop by our social media accounts to leave us pictures of you and the Garth statue. On Facebook, we can be found at facebook.com/garthologycast. And on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Threads, we're also at garthologycast. Thanks again for joining me on another episode of Garthology. And I'm Deb, and I'll see you next time. And remember, love will always win.